Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week we are talking about change.
Something. That's a dirty word.
Well, in the Heartbeat you said it was only five letters and then realised it was six. So, yes, it's not something that we really enjoy, change. We like routine, even if it's funny, even if we'd say we don't like routine. Like, maybe we wouldn't say we're necessarily a specifically routine person. There are things we do naturally that actually do become a routine. You know, the order that you wash your face, brush your teeth, do your hair. Like, you know, there are things we do that do become a routine, let alone things like, well, I need to have breakfast at this time and then something else at this time, you know?
Well, we do like change for the better.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But not all change is better.
And sometimes we don't know it's going to be better.
No.
And so we don't want to do the change.
It can be hard work.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. So, but we know in life, though, there is change. It can't be helped.
No.
You know, my daughter's about to finish school in the next few months.
There's going to be big change.
And there's big change. I can't help it. Like, I actually did get her an extra year to try and, like, you know.
But I think, is
wait.
It because, though, you don't know the future?
Yes.
It's the unknown.
Mm. Mm.
But change then doesn't become a dirty word if, what's the saying? You know, we know the God who knows the future and he holds the future in his hands.
Mm. Mm.
And so why are we stressed or worried or concerned about the future
yep.
or change?
Mm.
Because we've got God.
Yeah, yeah. And you describe God as God who never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And because of that, we can be confident in him.
Mm-hmm.
He is the stable one in our lives.
Well, he doesn't need to change. He's pure, magnificent, wholesome, good, all that is good.
Mm.
Whereas we do need to change because we're still trying to attain that purification, that creature that God created us to be from the beginning.
Mm.
He, you know, he came and died on the cross. Jesus came and died on the cross for us and took away our original sin.
Yep.
But our faults and failings and our proneness to weakness and sin is still there.
Yeah. Mm.
So God needs to continue to change us so that one day when we stand before him, sit before him, kneel before him, worship him, whatever we're doing in heaven, that we don't need then to change further because we are the pure person he's made us to be.
Mm. But isn't it comforting to know that when we're going through change in life, that there is someone who is stable?
Oh, yes.
Because we all love that.
And
when
knows all the answers, knows
yeah.
all the things we're going to go through
because
he knows what's happened. He knows what's happening today and he knows our life into the future.
Mm.
Now, he allows us free choice to choose our life into the future to a certain extent. But because why I say to a certain extent? We have free choice, but he's always drawing us to his love,
yep.
to himself, to this pureness that he wants for us out of love, out of goodness, out of kindness. And so he's always calling us to, if not to come back to him, but to come to him.
Mm.
When I say back, because, you know, we often choose, oh, no, I'm going to go the opposite way
yep.
or choose the opposite way to live. But this reorienteering?
Mm-hmm. Orientation?
Yeah. Well, that's change,
yeah.
isn't it?
Mm.
But it's like aligning yourself up to the best way for you because he knows the best.
Mm. Yeah. He offers us comfort. Like you shared the story of how he gets arrested and goes on trial to his death. And you see the I suppose, the shakiness of the disciples. All of a sudden, they flee and they deny him. And they even say to God, God, no, this can't happen. Because he actually says to them, I'm going
to Jerusalem. Like, so often they used to say, yeah, don't go that way. Yeah.
And he's like, no. There's going to be change. He was saying, it's going to be change, but I'll be with you.
Yeah, but it's for the better too.
Yeah. So I'll be with you and it's for the better. But we can take comfort in that, knowing that when we go in life through change, I'm going to be with you.
Yes.
I'm going to be with you through it all. And that's that stability that we can hold on to. Because you focused a lot about how God is the great I am, you know, with Moses in the burning bush. Yes. And Moses says, who are you? And he says, I am. And there's something beautiful in the knowing of when we're going through change, who's with me? The great I am. He is with me.
Yeah, so for example, let's bring it down to some practical levels.
Mm.
Maybe your finances aren't good right now. Maybe the work that brings in your finances. Maybe it's your budget. Maybe you've overspent. Maybe it's just the life circumstances. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's in the environment you're living in. It's a war zone, you know, and the other countries are fighting against each other because they want each other's country or the wealth that's in the country or whatever it is. And all of that, in many ways, is changing. Every day you wake up, there's some more different news or different information or whatever, and it can be such an upheaval. But what you just said is, but God is with us in amongst all of that.
Yep.
And his stability, his love, us knowing that we can trust in that stability of God, who he is.
It makes me think of like just an image of when everything's rocky, just you putting your arms out to grab on to what's stable, you grab on to what's anchored.
Yep.
And that's God.
Well, it's like Peter walking across the water when he said, Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come. So he started walking, but then he saw the circumstances of his life. He was walking on this waves water that were, you know, like a tornado or, you know, washing everywhere. Yeah. And choppy water. And it was like, and he started to sink. And the picture of Jesus putting out his hand and lifting him up and saying, Peter, why did you doubt?
Yeah.
Remember, he's got his hand out to us. We've got to grab onto his. And then he'll say, don't doubt.
Mm.
I'm with you. Don't doubt.
Mm. Mm. I put for the weekly challenge just to rest in the great I am. So just to rest in God. So when you are going through change, you can actually rest in him, because change can be tiring.
Yeah.
You know, like in being, like you said at the beginning of this chat, we're not sure what the future is. So it can be tiring because we can become anxious and worried and not sure what's happening next. So the challenge is, we'll rest in him.
Yeah.
Who is...
Rely on him.
Stable, peaceful.
Keep your eyes on him.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the weekly challenge.
Grab onto his hand.
Yeah, don't let go.
No, don't let go.
We hope that this chat has really blessed you this week, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.